Okay. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Sean Bowden, Roger Rabbit, Gilbert Glenn, and Mandy, Doug, Ginger. It's one of them days.
It is. Good morning, crackers and crackerettes.
Twisted Tuesday, right?
Twisted Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
After Moron Monday.
You know, I didn't even get to go through the moron story yesterday. On Moron Monday, you know.
I know.
But, you know, that's the way things go sometimes. I do, however, have a story about a lot of morons. Does that work today?
That works.
I mean, can we do it a day after?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you like that pic?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's actually a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know exactly for sure how you pronounce it, though.
Right. All right, Phuc?
Phuc Tat or Phuc Tat?
Phuc Tat.
Phuc Tat?
Is what I would
or
say.
Or Phuc Tat.
Phuc Tat.
I mean, is the T silent? And is the K silent? It could be Phuc Tat.
Right.
But there's
I'm guessing it's Phuc Tat.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Hello, the other Sean. Hello, Kim and Libby.
And the only reason why I say that's because I remember in Goldmember, Austin Powers, when they had the two twins and... I'm Phuc me and Phuc
Gold member.
Remember that? Remember?
I love that. Oh, yeah.
Remember the twins? Phuc me and Phuc. What was it? Phuc me and Phuc you.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them was spelled F U K.
Well, you know, we celebrate everybody's spelling.
Yeah.
You know, hello, Boston Matt.
Hope you poopy love this show.
Listening from work at CSP. I don't know what CSP is.
CSP? I don't know.
It could be like an oldie station. Like if you had from WCSP.
Right.
Oldies in the morning. Yeah, except that's not.
It's not.
It's not. Okay, I have a debate. Everybody listening, I want to know, how do you spell donut?
D-O-U or D-O?
D-O-U?
The, no. No, that's the false pronunciation.
It is.
D-O-U-G-H-N-O-U-T. And the real one is
D-O-N-O-U-T.
D-O-N-U-T is the proper spelling.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just know.
Well, it's, do you like Grammarly? Okay.
Yeah.
It like fixes, okay, Kim Libby says D-O-N-U-T. Absolutely, Mr. Holmes.
Almost certainly, Craig.
So everybody on here, D-O-N-U-T, D-O-N-U-T, D-O-N-U-T. What if I told you? Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
Hello, Jack Alexander. He's got a pretty good show on the Fauci emails.
Ooh.
I like it.
Good.
You know, it's just too bad that, I mean, they're really hassling him hard.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yep, everybody from Australia is getting hit hard.
But donut and do-nut.
Yeah.
According to Grammarly, and I don't see this with a lot of words, Craig is going dog nuts. Jack is going D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. What if I told you that, according to Grammarly, a donut is an alternate spelling of do-nut. Some dictionaries point out that donut is rarely used outside of the United States. All of them recognize donut as the main spelling with the D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Yeah.
Well, what's the truth?
Right there, it says, how do you spell donut?
It's both. Both are equally acceptable. How many words do you know that?
That's crazy. Especially when it says, how do you spell donut? And it spells it D-O-N-U-T. D-O-N-U-T. And I said, that's the proper way.
Well, if you read on there at the bottom, I mean, I know you. I know your type. You're the type that look at the picture, and then you're like, I know everything about the story, right? How many times, like, you read halfway through a story, that's a good story, but you don't finish to the end, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we're all guilty of it, right?
We are.
You're one of the guys that reads Playboy for the articles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, donut can be spelled either way and either way be grammatically correct. Grammatically correct in two different ways. Can you say that in any other word?
I'm not sure. I don't think there is any other word. Maybe stupid. There's some people spell it with double O's.
How do you spell stupid again?
S-T-U-P-I-D.
Right. But you're saying I've never seen stoop.
I've seen stoop. People in the South spell it S-T-O-O-O-P-I-D.
So three O's?
Yeah, two O's. Two O's.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
P-I-D.
P-I-D.
Yeah.
See, I've never seen that. I've seen stooped. Like, yeah. I can't believe you stooped to that level.
Yeah.
But I've never seen stupid and spelled with two O's.
Then I've heard it in movies, like mob movies, go, oh, what's wrong with you? Are you stupid?
Right.
Yeah.
Bismarck. Now, in the English language, we have a lot of words that mean other things. You talk to people that are learning English, American English in other countries.
Which is proper English.
And they're like, you have so many words that mean two different things. And we even have words that can mean two different things at the same time.
Which were really proper English.
Right. Well, Jack Alexander says color and color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because we invent words all the time.
We do, and from geographic location, it can be different. Like here in the South, in the North, we say crayon.
Yeah.
C-R-A-Y-O-N.
Yep.
Down here, I'd say 70% of the people say crown.
Yep.
Give me that box of crowns over there.
Yeah.
No, not crowns. It's crayons.
Yep.
Crayons.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. You go to get a drink at one of those things.
Yeah.
What is it called?
They call it a cola.
No. I'm talking about the thing on the wall at schools, in the hospitals. You push the little thing, put your mouth down, take a drink. What do you call that?
Water fountain.
Okay. You're a water fountain guy.
Yeah.
See, I call it a bubbler. It's a bubbler.
A bubbler. That,
literally. That's what it is.
I've never heard it called that.
That's You've fun. Never heard it called a bubbler? There's many different ways. I mean, some people call it a bubbler. Some people will call it a water fountain.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you why it's not a water fountain. Because when you go out in, you're looking through Washington, D.C., and you see the water fountains blowing water out of a dolphin nose, that's a water fountain.
Well, it is, too. It's just two different variations of water fountain.
Why would you want to confuse people? Why would you just call it a bubbler?
Because that's how Americans are. We're confusing.
So do you want a soda, a pop, or a Coke?
A pop.
You want a soda?
I know you do.
Yeah. See, because sodas are better than pops.
I got my pop this morning.
See, a pop is a pop.
I know. It pops right now. Yeah. But it's got that taste.
What other connotation can you use with soda?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I think that my language is more pure. Because I stop people from going crazy trying to figure out, you know.
But see, that's the fun part.
Okay. What's the fun part about it?
The fun part is, you know.
Are you racist? Do you like confusing?
I'm racist against words.
Skullcram got us both soda pop. Okay. Now I've. Yeah.
I've heard it called that.
I can't go wrong with that.
I've called it that before.
So I have no Coke in the house. As a matter of fact, I even refuse to drink Dasani. Hello, Danae.
Yeah. Pop is short for soda pop.
Kim? Well, it can be.
It is.
So what is your drink of choice now? Because I know you don't drink Coca-Cola anymore.
No.
Because you're too damn white for that.
That's right. I'm so white that I went to Dr. Pepper Cherry.
Dr. Pepper's good.
Love Dr. Pepper
Cherry. Dr. Pepper Cherry's good.
Love it.
How about Royal Crown? Hello, Gilbert Glenn.
Royal Crown, they're okay.
They're just okay.
They're just an okay soda.
Would you rather have a Pepsi or a Royal Crown?
Pepsi.
I'm a Royal Crown guy. You know, there's just something, nothing against Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's a little bit too sugary.
Yeah.
Oh, Skullcram, RC or Royal Crown? I call it Royal Crown to give it the full accolades that it should have. You know what I mean?
It's RC when it's pop.
No.
Soda pop. But it's Royal Crown if you're drinking it out of the bottle, which is alcohol.
Well, I kind of like Royal Crown.
Yeah.
You know what I also like? People are going to make fun of me for this, but I like GT Cola from Aldi's. You ever had that?
What is it now?
GT Cola?
No.
Aldi's GT Cola.
Never heard of it. How about Frost Top Root Beer? Y'all had that?
Not as good as A&W.
I liked A&W until I had Frost Top when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
And somebody paid you off.
Well, we used to have a restaurant up there where we're from. Well, one near us called Prostop. And Prostop's big out Illinois is where it come out of, the first one.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you're saying what you really like is Illinois soda.
Actually, I'm just
Flatlander
saying
soda. You can't go back now.
Well,
it's hard to backtrack that one. You should have put your hip waders on before wading out in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it ain't in Chicago.
Skullcram says, I like the Uncola. Okay, I'm going to go a real throwback here. I haven't seen it in a long time. How about Tab? Shasta Cola's good, Skullcram.
I remember Tab.
Did you like Tab?
It was just another RC to me.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
My grandparents loved it, though. So I remember growing up, that's all they had in their fridge.
Tab
or that orange. The orange drink. Sunkist.
Sunkist is good. But you got to go strawberry Sunkist.
I like the grape Sunkist.
See, the grape, it's not that I don't like it, but you can only drink a third of it. Otherwise, it's like your toes start curling up because there's so much sugar in it.
That's
true. You know? But I like strawberry soda. I like cola.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the real question. Mountain Dew, Mellow Yellow, or Sun Drop?
It was Mountain Dew.
Oh, Crush is better, Skullcram says. Orange Crush is better than Sunkist Orange. What do you say about that? In your world, are those fighting words or are those, okay, you're right?
I do like Crush better.
Do you like Crush better?
Yeah. I like
better than Sunkist.
I like Grape Crush better than I like Sunkist Grape.
Do you like Strawberry Crush better or do you like Sunkist Strawberry better?
I like Crush.
You like Crush Strawberry better,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep. I think Crush makes a better round drink.
Okay, we got Mountain
Dew. Even the orange is better.
And we got Mellow Yellow. I'm surprised nobody's went Sun Drop. And Sun Drop, I have a hard time getting
Mellow
down
Yellow's
there.
Mellow Yellow's okay. I liked it. It's okay.
Isn't Mellow Yellow the Coca-Cola version?
I think so, but I can't drink it no more because I don't drink Coke product.
I don't either. None.
I'm just not white enough to drink it. I was told I wasn't.
Ooh, Matt Finn says Sun Drop is a lot like Surge. You know, I don't know because Sun Drop actually has less calories and less sugar than Mountain Dew.
Right.
But it tastes, you know,
yeah,
like a dew from the sun.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. What's your most favorite all-time?
My most favorite all-time? Well, I kind of hung it up over here recently because I was gaining a lot of weight with it, and I lost a lot of weight since I quit drinking it. It was Mountain Dew.
Really? That's your favorite of all time?
Yeah. But I can't drink it no more. It was making me gain too much weight.
Really?
Yeah. I figured it out.
I thought that was just a lack of dating.
It could have been a possibility of that, too. A little bit. It could be a little bit fucking the psyche.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
COVID does that to me, too.
Today is National Best Friends Day. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So buy them anything but Coke.
Right.
Whatever they like, unless it's Coke.
Anything but a Coke.
And if it's Coke, switch it out with RC.
Yes.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah.
Or GT Cola. Or Shasta. Or Okay, here. How about Sam's Cola? How does Sam's Cola?
For generics? I think it's better than most generics.
Well, this year is Sam's Cola 30th anniversary.
Really?
This year. Yeah, it's on all their cans. Skullcram, Mountain Dew is addictive. I'll tell you what's addictive. Jägermeister and Rockstar over rice.
Right.
That's addictive.
Yes, it is.
And it's like if heaven ever rained, that's right. What that it would be.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Jägermeister and Rockstar, that'd be heaven's rain.
Yeah, back in the day, it would be for me.
National Name Your Poison Day.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird one, right?
Yeah.
National Name Your Poison Day?
Yeah.
Name Your Poison, what is it? What's your kryptonite?
My kryptonite?
Yeah.
I'm a Buckeye.
A what? Poisonous nut?
Right.
You're a poisonous nut. Okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
Well, you've seen Wolverines, they dig up Buckeyes.
I've seen Wolverines get dug up by Buckeyes.
I think the damn day. It's National Upsy Daisy Day.
Wow.
What even is that? How about Call Your Doctor Day? It's the second Tuesday in June.
Yeah. Just call me, lady.
Okay. National Upsy Daisy Day. Are you ready? Each year on June 8th, National Upsy Daisy Day is set aside to encourage you to face